चिंतामणि प्रकर शर्म सु कल्प वृक्ष नृतेषु सुरभिरभिपाल लक्ष्मी सहस्रशत संयमाते उपमानम् गोविंदं आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविंदं आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। वेणं तन्वन्त्वं अरविन्दलायताक्षं बराबतं चरमसितां मुदसुन्दरां तन्दोभं गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविंदं आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। आलोलचन्द्रकलशर्पणमान्यवंशी रत्नाङ्गदं शनयति कलाभिलाषम् श्यामं शुभं ललितं निर्मतप्रकाशं गोविन्दं नादिशेषं ङ्गाविजसकलन्ति पश्यन्ति पान्ति कलन्ति चिरं जगन्ति आनन्दचिन्मयशक्तिलविग्रहस्य गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। चिन्तामणिप्रकरशर्मसु कल्पवृक्षनक्षापुटेषु सुरभिरभिपालं लक्ष्मीसहस्रत सदा सन्निरन्तरशेषमानं गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि।
नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तोनी जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। महावीर भक्तों की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द समर्थ ऑल ग्लोरी टू द समर्थ ऑल ग्लोरी टू द समर्थ जय। Stop. Stop.
Yes.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 अहैतुकी अप्रतिहता
यदात्मा सुप्रसीदति
प्रसीदति
यद्वासु प्रसीदति
सवै
पुंसां परो धर्मा
यतो
भक्तिरधोक्षजे
अहैतुकीयप्रतीहता यायात्मासु प्रसीदति
सवै पुंसां परो धर्मा यात्मासु प्रसीदति सवै पुंसां परो धर्मा यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे अहैतुक्या प्रतिहता जयात्मा सुप्रसीदति
सवै पुंसां परो धर्मा
यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे अहैतुकीया प्रतिहता यात्मासु प्रसीदति
सवै पुंसां परो धर्मा यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे
अहैतुक्या प्रतिहता
यात्मासु प्रसीदति
यात्मासु प्रसीदति
occupation or dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
So here the translation dharma I have purposefully given occupation. Actually, dharma is generally translated by the English word religion. But religion is misunderstood. It is taken as a faith. Faith, I may believe, faith, or may not believe. But actually, dharma does not mean, dharma means occupation. Which you cannot change. Just like a carpenter, he earns his livelihood by his occupation as a carpenter. A lawyer, he lives by his occupation, profession as lawyer. There's so many things. Occupation you cannot give up. You have learned engineering, you cannot give up engineering, that is your livelihood. You cannot say, no, today I am engineer, tomorrow I shall be sweeper. Of course, in the material world sometimes it is done so, but a spiritual meaning means that the living entity has got a permanent occupation. The other occupational duties, they are temporary, bodily, in relation to body. When I feel I am this body, then I manufacture some occupation according to the circumstances. But a spiritual occupation, that is eternal. Savai pumsa paro dharma. Paro means transcendent. We have got some duties, just like we go to evacuate, to pass urine, or to take food, take bath. These are the occupations of the body. Similarly, there are occupations of the mind, intelligence. But there is occupation of the soul also, that we do not know. So, the question was, after departure of Krishna from this planet to his abode, dharmaṁ kah saraṇaṁ gatha? Under whom the real occupational duty was entrusted? Krishna also came to give us the real occupational duty, not of the body or of the mind. Bodily occupational duty changes. Because as soon as the body is changed, I am now human being. The next time, if I become some animal, so my occupational duty changes. Or if I become demigod, my occupational duty changes. The body is born in India, so one is feeling that it is my duty to serve my country. Similarly, Englishman is thinking to serve his country. But these occupational duties are not paro. Paro means transcendent, supreme. This is temporary. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saraṇaṁ bhaja. This is your real occupation. You have got some bodily occupation, some mental occupation, some intellectual occupation, but you have to give up all this. Simply surrender. This is your real occupation, Krishna. And Krishna descends to teach us this dharma or occupational duty. He has explained karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. These are all occupational duties of the body, of the mind, of intelligence. But real occupation, because soul is eternal, the body is not eternal, mind also changes according to body, or according to mind the body becomes. So we are contaminating so many qualities of nature, and we are making our concoction, manufacturing our duty. A drunkard, because he has mixed with the quality of drunkards, he thinks drinking is my duty. When you mix with the hippies, then you become like the hippies. Oh, it is my duty. Unless you cannot stay in the society of the hippies. So, these occupational duties, this is faith. He thinks that this is my duty. Oh, as Hindu, I have to do it. As Christian, I must believe it. As Muslim, I must do it. But here it is stated, Sabai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. Bhakti, this is real dharma. Except bhakti, they are all pseudo That from the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, dharma prajjita akaitava. All so-called cheating, pseudo-religious system is rejected. Dharma prajjita akaitava. Akaitava means cheating. Cheating, just like Siddharthaswami says, dharma, artha, kam, moksha, these are gradually progressive life. First of all, dharma, unless one takes to some religious principle, is not human being. Dharma no hina pasubhi samar. Is not human, he is animal. Some sort of religious system the human being must follow. Therefore, civilized man either is born in Western or Eastern country, he has got some religion. It may be Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion, Buddha religion. Any civilized man has some religion. That's a fact. Don't say it like that. So, therefore, dharma first, that is the beginning of humanity. Human civilization, otherwise animal. The animal, they don't say, I am Christian, I am Mohammedan, I am Buddhist, I am this. No. It's dog, it's cat, that's all. Finished. But a human being says, I belong to this religion, I belong to that religion. That is required first. They are rejecting religion, the churches are vacant. That means they are becoming cats and dogs. That is not improvement. They are thinking that I am no more going to temple, no more going to church. I have become something, communist or something like that. You don't care for this. That means you have got it. This is the certificate that you have become animal. The animal never says that I belong to this dharma or that dharma. No. Therefore, distinction between animal and human being, that he must have some dharma. Dharma. And on religious principle, artha, economic development. Actually, if people become religious, then the economic development, you require some money to maintain yourself, so they will never be dishonest. Dishonest. In India, still, there are merchants, they would not take profit more than 20%, 25%, highest. There is no question of black market. Now I purchased it for $1. Oh, I am getting demand, I must charge it 500 times. No, that is irreligious. There are everything that is prescribed that you cannot take more than this profit. So there was no black market. Because people are religious, therefore if civilization is based on religious life, it doesn't matter what religion he belongs to, he is elevated. Any religion. And therefore, I ask the Christians, that just Lord Christ says that thou shalt not kill, why you are killing? They give some vague explanation. But actually, a real Christian is as good as a real Hindu, as a real Muslim. If he follows, no religion is bad, we don't say. But the first-class religion is that is explained here, savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho. Every religion teaches how to love God, more or less. Why more or less? That is the only aim. How to love God. But they are rejecting God. What to speak of love? Rejecting. Where is God? This nonsense. I am God. God is dead. Finished. This means, at the present moment, the whole human society has become animals. Their behavior is also like animal. Behavior is also like animal. And gradually in this age, people will become more and more animalistic. And they like to become animal. They say that we are going to nature to remain naked, without any polished behavior, lie down, just like cats and dogs lie down in the street, I lie down. They are thinking, this is ideal. Just see, there's so much expenditure on education, university, father, mother's care, but they are becoming cats and dogs. And they are taking it as advancement. Dharma, artha. Artha must be on the basis of dharma. And kama. Kama means sense gratification. And moksha, liberation. That the whole aim is liberation. We are conditioned by this material nature. We have got this material body. Therefore, our aim should be how to become liberated from this contamination, accepting birth after birth, a material body. This is the need of human being. The animals cannot know that there is a thing like liberation. They cannot understand. The human being also says that after finishing this body, everything is finished. That is liberation. No, this is animalism. So, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So, moksha, there are different types of moksha or liberation. The Mayavad philosopher, the impersonalists, they think moksha means to merge into the effulgence of Krishna, Brahma Jyoti. That is also accepted, merging. But that kind of moksha is not accepted by the Vaishnava. Because to merge into the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, maybe liberation from this material world, but that does not mean there is actual liberation. Just like if you, from darkness of night, if you come to the sunlight, it is light, of course, but sunshine or sunlight, if you go up with your aeroplane, now I shall leave in the sunshine or sunlight and travel for millions of years. You cannot travel millions of years, one day or 3 days or 4 days. Then you come back again to this. If you can approach the sun planet, then there is stay. Otherwise, you have to come back. Similarly, those who are taking shelter of the effulgence, which is the bodily rays of Krishna, they will have to come back. Many, many big sannyasis, they have come back again to these material activities. Moksha, sajujya, it is called sajujya moksha, merging. Sajujya, sarupya, salakya, shasti, samip, five kinds of liberation. So, for the Vaishnavas, this merging liberation is rejected. They accept the other four kinds of sarupya, salakya, samipya, shasti. Means to possess equal opulence with God. As Krishna is full in six kinds of opulences, one can become almost as opulent as Krishna. Not as Krishna, as Vishnu. That is called shasti. One can have equal, exactly the same bodily feature like Vishnu, four hands. That is called sarupa. Shalokko. You can live in the same planet where Vishnu is living, Narayana is living, or Krishna is living. Shalokko. So, but a pure devotee does not accept even all these liberations. They don't ask for liberation. Pure devotee is satisfied only with the service of the Lord. That is pure devotion. Because there is no desire. That is explained. Ahituki apratihata. Oh, I am engaged in Krishna consciousness because after death I shall go back to home, back to Godhead. Of course, that's a fact. But a pure devotee even does not desire that. He says, wherever Krishna will keep me, I shall remain there. It doesn't matter whether heaven or hell, I don't care for it. Narayana parasatvi na kutaschana vibhati. Actually, one is Narayana para, pure Krishna conscious, devotee of the Lord. He is not afraid of going to hell or being promoted to heaven. For him, everything is all right. Narayana parasatvi na kutaschana vibhati. Sarga apavarga narakeshapi tullartha darshina. For heaven or hell, he doesn't matter. That is pure devotion. Anna vilasita sunnam, without any desire. That is also desire, that I am going back to home, back to God. But that desire is very highly qualified desire. But a pure devotee does not desire even that. Anna vilasita sunnam. They do not desire even to go back to Godhead, and what to desire for being elevated or promoted to the heavenly planet. They simply want, let me remain wherever Krishna desires. I may be engaged in his service. That is purely. That's all. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana-karmād anābṛtam. Jnani, they want to merge. Karmi, they want to be elevated to the heavenly planet. Yogi, they want mystic power. They want something. The pure devotee does not want anything. Therefore it is called ahetuki. Hetu means cause. I am serving God for this cause. I will go back to home, back to God. That is also cause. Sahita, no cause. Krishna is my lovable love. Bhiti, I must serve. That is pure devotion. Just like Prahlad Maharaj was offered all kinds of facilities. Prahlad, you have suffered for me so much. Now you take whatever you like. Prahlad Maharaj replied, my dear Lord, it is not a good proposal because I am born of a father, passionate father. Generally, I am passionate and you are so exalted, you can give me anything. So, I shall be inclined to ask you again, just like my father had so many opulence. So, kindly do not induce me in that way. I am not a merchant, that because I have rendered some service unto you, I expect some return. No. Savai Banik, it is not business with you, I am your eternal servant. Let's see, this is pure devotion. Ahituki, no reason. It is my duty, that is occupation I mean. It is my eternal occupation to serve. These are the highest ideas of pure devotion. Ahoituki apratihata. Then you are poor man, how you can serve me? No. You are illiterate, You have no education. How you can serve me? You cannot understand Vedanta philosophy. How you can know me? How you can serve me? You're poor man. You're Roman or you're Shudra. No. Apratihata. Whatever you may be. Either you are poor man or rich man or black man or white man or woman or man, it doesn't matter. Everyone has right to serve Krishna. Apratihata. There is nothing in the material world which can check one's devotion and service. It is so pure and exalted. Ohituki apratihata. And if you be situated in such kind of devotion and service, Jayatma suprasidati. Immediately you become happy. That is the standard of happiness. We are seeking, I may be happy in this way, I may be happy in that way. No. You can simply become happy when you are a pure devotee of the Lord, without any reason. No. Pure devotion. Ahituki apratihata. Jayatma suprasidati. Read the purport.
In this statement, Sri Suta Goswami answers the first question of the sages of Naimisharanya. The sages asked him to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential part so that fallen people or the people in general might easily take it up. The Vedas prescribe two different types of occupation for the human being. One is called the pravritti marga, or the path of sense enjoyment, and the other is called the nivritti marga.
Yes. Because we have come here, every one of us come in this material world for sense gratification. That is the cause. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavancha kare pasati mayatare japatyada. Because in the spiritual world, the only enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokamahesaram. He is the only proprietor. So therefore, in the spiritual world, all the living entities, there are many more times living entities in the spiritual world than in this material world. In the material world, you see so many living entities conditioned, 8,400,000 species, and in each species millions and millions, and there are millions and millions of planets and universes. All this taken together, they are conditioned soul. Similarly, many more times, this is called 1/4 creation, and the 3/4 creation is the spiritual world. Just imagine how many living entities are there. They are all mukta, they are liberal. Because they do not think that I am enjoyer. Krishna is only enjoyer. Here everyone is thinking that I am enjoyer. I am enjoyer. There was a fight. You are enjoyer, I am enjoyer. So you are enjoying more, so you have taken more food. Just like cats and dogs, they fight. Because the disease is that I am enjoyer. Prasada means whatever by the mercy of Krishna I get, that is called prasada. And when you fight, that is not prasada. Then immediately it becomes ordinarily dal bhat. So this is the center of devotion, that Krishna is enjoyed. And as soon as we think, then why Krishna should be enjoyed alone? I am also enjoyed. That is Maya. So, mukti and condition, there is no difference. Simply due to our ignorance, we become conditioned. If we change the ignorance, immediately you are mukti. Immediately liberated. Just like, this is the same example. You're dreaming that I am being attacked by a tiger. So the mukti means somewhere or other somebody pushes you and you are asking, no more tiger. So So mukti and conditioned life, the whole world is conditioned because there is no Krishna consciousness. And as soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, he is mukta. Immediately. What is that Krishna consciousness? Now Krishna is enjoy. I am not enjoy. Why I am struggling so hard? Whatever prasad will Krishna give me, that's all. That is mukti. So one can become liberated in 1 second. In 1 second. It doesn't take many lives or births. Because we are fools and rascals, therefore it takes many, many births. Bhavanam janmanamanti gyanavan mang prapadat. After many, many births, when one actually becomes gyanavan, wise, intelligent, he surrenders immediately. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudurlava. Immediately accept Vasudeva Krishna is everything. That person is Mahatma. Samahatma, but such kind of Mahatma is very rare. Samahatma Sudurlava. So just try to understand. Actually, there is no condition. It is a dream. By condition stage, we are differentiating. Bhedabuddhi. Bhedabuddhi. Krishna is different from me. Who is Krishna? I am Krishna. The Bhedabuddhi. What is that?
And the other is called the Nivritti Marga.
Nivritti Marga. Sir, Nivritti Marga means the Vedas, they give us instruction. All life, you have come to enjoy, enjoy like this. The real purpose is that by such enjoyment, he'll come to the point of liberation. Just like you want sex, all right, you marry. This is Vedic injunction. You marry, but don't have sex daily, like cats and dogs. When you require child, then you have sex. That is Vedic injunction. And when they, wife is pregnant, no more. These are Vedic injuns. And he is allowing him to sex life, but under caution. Similarly, those who are meat eaters, why cannot do without eating meat? All right, eat meat, Vedic injun. You just, on Amavasya, on the dark night, you just take a goat and go to the goddess Kali and kill this animal. And the mantra is, the animal is giving this mantra, my dear animal, you are giving your life for this man. So you get next a human life and you have the right to kill this man. Now any sane man will take this risk. Oh, I am killing this animal again to be killed by him. Better give up this job. These are the Vedic injuns. If you want to drink wine, all right, have Chandi Puja. Everything is there. So this is Pravritti Marga. Those who want to eat meat, those who want to drink wine, those who want constant sex life, for them, the Vedic injunctions, all right, you do it like this, you do like that, we do like that. Not deny. But ultimately it says, Pravittire sang bhutanam nirvittestu mahaphalam. This is your inclination, but if you can give it up, it is very nice. It is very nice. That instruction is also there. Become brahmachari. Don't have sex life. That is also this. But if you cannot, all life, have sex life in this. So there are Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Both are there. Do like this, do not like this. This is called Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Both injunctions are there. So if we follow actually the Vedic injunction, Vedic regulation, then our life ultimately becomes successful. And if we become animals, without following the Vedic instruction, and that is different then.
The path of enjoyment is inferior, but the path of sacrifice for the Supreme Cause is superior.
Yeah. This is called inferior and superior. Pravritti Marga is inferior. Therefore, if you don't accept Pravritti Marga under regulative principle, just like a diseased person, typhoid, suffering from typhoid. Typhoid means intestinal disease. He cannot digest anything. So just to satisfy him, the doctor says, all right, give him little glucose water. What is this glucose? You water them. But the patient will think that I am eating. He does not know if he eats, he will die. If he eats, he will die. But the doctor, just to bluff him, all right, you take this glucose water. You see? But he must know that I am eating something. And he cannot digest more than glucose. Similarly, in our diseased condition, we cannot enjoy life. And the sex impulse is there in the Vaikuntha also. But they are so elevated that after all it is enjoyment. If you get better enjoyment, you give up. Parang dishtyani vartate. That is nature. You are enjoying something, but if you get better enjoyment, you give up this inferior enjoyment. So don't think in the Vaikuntha or in Golok Vrindavan there is no sex impulse. There is. Even Radha Krishna. But not like this abominable way. The impulse is there in a perfect order. So they're enjoying. Not like this abominable sex life. The devotees there, they are so much absorbed in Krishna thought, they don't like to have sex. There are beautiful women, beautiful men, very, very. But they have got other engagement, very nice engagement. Parang dishtyani vartate. Just like, for example, in this our society also, you see thousands of men are standing, praying, to see some dead body, sense enjoyment, you see. But our men are not so rascal that they will stand for 5 hours to see some dead body, you see. Similarly, why? Why they are able not to go there, stand? Because they have seen something better. So the more you see better thing, you give up this abomination. That is progress of spiritual life. Thank you. Chant.